NASCAR runs here. The NASCAR Nextel Cup Series on North Sound 1380 ESPN Radio. KRKO Everett.
They're going to make it three wide off of turn number four. Back on the loud pedal goes Roger Havoc, side by side into turn number three. Here they come once again. Zareski to the inside, Havoc to the outside in a race to the line with 19 down, make it 20. And John Zareski with a nose out front, but here comes Havoc back out on the loud pedal. Making it a great side-by-side race. Here they come into three. Murphy once again right behind him in that third spot. Roger Havoc riding the high line. Zareski on the low line in a race to the line. This time it still narrowly goes to John Zareski.
And welcome back to North Sound Racing, presented by Action Auto Parts. Steve Mortland, Carla Heath, Galen Stewart with you as we still got a couple more hours to go, but that's okay because
that's okay.
This has just been an awesome night. I want to thank Greg Pylon for coming in. Got to be tough for that young man. He is going to have a night tomorrow night I don't think he will ever forget for the rest of his life. And hopefully some of what came through tonight will carry on with him.
Yes.
Because his dad was truly missed, and we will still be playing some clips and stuff like that throughout from Dave's career out at Evergreen Speedway and those who knew him well and the nice things that they have to say. One guy that we know real well is our 2007 ARCA West Q Racing Late Model Challenge Series, which if you put all of those initials together, who knows what it would spell. But
maybe Gary.
Yeah, it could. But Gary Lewis joins us. How are you tonight, pal?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
We're okay. We're having some fun in here tonight, trying to throw a radio show together, honoring our guy who called many of your races over the years, Dave Pylon. And first of all, allow me to congratulate you. It's tough to congratulate somebody on the obvious because we knew you were going to just kill this championship up. But way to go, man. Nice job.
Thanks. I appreciate it. We a lot of hard work and a lot of hours and to get it done, and had a lot of luck come our way, too. So, it was no easy task by any means.
You know, the thing that amazed me, you had how many wins on this series this year?
ARCA wins, we had four.
Uh-huh. And if I am correct, two of them were on tracks you'd never raced at before, right?
Yeah, two of them were. One at Spokane Raceway Park and then one at Vernon, British Columbia, Sun Valley Speedway.
Yeah, and that's quite an amazing testament not only to you, but to your crew as well for getting, you know, going into strange waters, getting that thing set up to where it just goes fast and win races.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. You know, we've, throughout my racing career, we've won quite a few races at new tracks, which is kind of bizarre. And I don't really know what or why or whatever. I think it's just we get so psyched up as a group to go somewhere new that's a new challenge and everything, and we go into it so much more prepared and excited about it that maybe that excitement just rolls over and gives us that little bit of extra luck we need and we pull it off. So, yeah, it was a cool deal.
Gary, over the years, as late model fans out here have grown to know you as one of the top contenders basically at any track every week, what do you contribute all your winning success? I mean, not all your winning success, but what do you contribute a lot of your success to over the years?
Man.
Tough question.
You know what? That's a loaded question.
All I wanted to do was to contribute, Gary. I didn't mean for him to throw you under the bus.
Is that a throw under the bus?
No, it wasn't.
Oh, I don't.
For that one. Hey, I don't know. We got a tight-knit group of guys on the team that help out. And I think it's just working hard. And no matter where we go, we try to learn.
Mm-hmm.
And we just try to learn as much as we can, even though you might think you're on top or you're on top the last race or whatever. We go to every race trying to learn more and get more out of the car and just get everything we can out of every event. And I think it's really paid off to where we've got a real solid baseline setup that works at most all tracks.
Mm-hmm.
We unload the car. We're pretty dang close. We got a usually a top five car right out of the trailer. and then we fine-tune it from there, and it's been awesome. These last few years have just been incredible. So it's just a lot of hard work, basically, is what it pays off to in learning.
You know, somebody here said it might have been a little bit of a loaded question. The one I was kind of digging for was your parents.
Yeah, there you go.
I know that your mom and dad have been with you, I mean, clearly from the very beginning, but they've been big supporters of yours, unlike most. I mean, just clearly, they're there every single week, and it's pretty cool to see.
Yeah, it's a cool deal. It's been a family affair since, I did it on my own racing Bombers, and then I teamed up with my dad, and I think 1990 at Evergreen Speedway, we started swapping rides every other week and stuff. And so since then, it's been a family affair, and it's really cool. My dad and I work really close. You can imagine just the hours we put in together at the shop and all that. And so we got a great relationship, and the way we communicate is really good, and we work off each other, and it's just really paid off. So yeah, I couldn't ask for anything better.
That definitely paid off. Gary, we've had you on several times over the last couple of years. The one thing I hear from you is very much positive attitude, having the big picture and goals in mind.
Yeah, definitely. You got to set yourself some goals. They got to be realistic and obtainable. You can pick some goals that are a little far-fetched, too. But along the way, you know, if you keep digging, you know, those dreams can come true. So,
and believing in yourself.
Yeah, exactly. You can't ever lose focus of that, you know. And every time you go up in a level, you're not the big dog anymore, and you just gotta have the faith in yourself and your team, and just keep learning. And eventually, if you work at it hard enough, it'll start to pay off.
You win a championship.
Yeah.
Way to go! Now, what did you learn about yourself this year?
What did I learn about myself?
Yeah.
You didn't know this was a test, did
yeah.
you?
Man, another loaded one.
Well, yes, Steve.
At least I'm not talking about your fishing pole this time.
Yeah, yeah. We don't want to bring that up.
my fishing career hasn't been the greatest. Fish are safe in the lake. I don't know. You know, I've learned a lot this year, actually, and I've been able to, just working with my shot guy, I got a great shot guy out of Denver, Colorado, Mike Leary. Me and him work real close with the setups and stuff like that, and I don't know if it's just working with him real close on what we're doing, and we bounce ideas off each other, and he backs me up with how it feels, and I've been able to pick up more of a feeling of what every little aspect does. I can feel more when just a tiny little change, which tire it affects or which corner it affects on the car and where and what part. And I mean, it gets really complicated, and it's all got to do with weight transfer and all that stuff. But I've learned quite a bit this year, just having a better feel for exactly what's going on and what things do. That's helped out a ton.
Are you ready for another loaded question?
Yeah, bring it on.
ARCA West, Northwest Tour next year. You know, the rules, who knows what's going to happen during the off season. What's going to dictate where you decide to run next year? Or is it maybe away from here, maybe away from the state of Washington?
You know what? ARCA West has been a blast,
mm-hmm.
a lot of fun. Jerry and Andy and everybody, all the officials, do a great job, and they treat everybody very well, and they make us all feel very welcome. I really have enjoyed running that series. I want to continue to run that and promote that series. But there's also some other tracks I want to run too. So, there's all sorts of crazy rumors. Probably none of them are true, hopefully.
Right.
I don't really know. I don't know if I want to run for championship anymore. I don't know if I want to just pick and choose and just pick the best tracks I like to run at.
The ones that pay about $5,000 to win?
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe we should go and try and run some big races for money and exchange or something like that. I don't know.
You are learning.
With your track record of those big money races, I think those are the ones I'd be going to.
Yeah, the big money races are, for the first time we hit two of them this year and we just happened to win them, so that was pretty cool. So, you know, really, personally, I want to run some bigger tracks. I want to run, I would really love to run some 1 mile tracks or 3/4 mile tracks or something. I don't really know how to do that unless we go to the Midwest or back east or something like that. So, which is going to cost a fortune to do some of that stuff. But I wouldn't mind kind of just sitting back and seeing, what the schedules look like when they come out, and then maybe, you know, and I'm just totally speaking by myself here, really. I haven't had a chance to talk to the team too much about it, but I would really like to kind of handpick out some races and then maybe if we can pick up some sponsorship money or something or win a big race that'll allow us to go, you know, maybe to Iowa and run Rusty's new track or you know, Rusty Wallace's new track or something like that. I really want to do some stuff like that and get some higher speeds. And our setup that I run is really kind of tailored for that stuff, too. So I think we benefit from that quite a bit, too. So I don't know. Who knows? Time will tell.
You're also, speaking of big money races, the number 73 is entered in the Fall Classic this year at Yakima Speedway. And that Yakima has been very, very good to you. In fact, Ron can pretty much write the name Gary Lewis on a check with his eyes closed.
Well, it's gonna be no easy task this next weekend or whatever. You know, Garrett's been extremely hot there lately. You're gonna have Brandon Reel, I'm sure, and a bunch of other top name drivers there too. So, it's definitely gonna be tough. But we've been working hard on the car, and we're gonna do everything we can to get that win. So.
So there, huh?
There.
we continue our dwindling conversation with your late model challenge series, Gary Lewis. You got a ton of people to thank, so start now.
Well, you know, I always our sponsors that help us out a ton, like the Sign Factory USA out of Kirkland, Victory Circle Chassis, of course, they help us out with a great chassis. Warren at Sandblasters Incorporated in Marysville, he helps us out and helps out a bunch of drivers, man. I give a big shout out to Warren for helping out so many race teams, with, you know, a little bit that he has, you know, spread around. Then Mike Leary with Leary's Shock Shop, couldn't do it without him for sure. So,
well, that's been a huge addition to your team this year, hasn't it?
Yeah, and I've been working real close with him for, you know, Mike and I, we've been great friends for probably 10 years or so. I mean, he sells a lot of Long Acre parts for us, and so I've known him through work for quite some time. And, you know, I started having some troubles with the shocks I was running before, and he got me onto his program, and I told him what I liked, and he spent hours and hours and hours on the dyno getting exactly what I want on the shocks, and we've just progressed from there. So, yeah, he's helped out a ton. I mean, the team has been awesome. For my parents, Ralph and Leslie Lewis, Chuck Pickens, my spotter, he does an awesome job. Lynn and Jeremiah Moore, awesome people to have on the team. Steve Curtis and his girlfriend Barb, they're always there helping out, doing what they can. Got a new guy on the team, Rodeo Dave. He's put in a lot of hard work this year, and Doug Pace's son, Jalen Pace, he showed up at a few events. Of course, he's pretty young, so he can only get in a few tracks. But we're trying to get him in there and teach him as much as we can, you know, because he's trying to further his racing career, too. So it's just been a big group effort from a whole bunch of people and contingency sponsors and just a lot of people to bring this whole deal together. So.
Yeah, and let's not forget the future Mrs. Lewis as well, shall we?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you want to forget her?
No. No, man, she's awesome.
She's cool. We like her a lot.
Never complains when I need to do all this work on the car, and you know, sometimes if I'm starting to get a little burned out or whatever and I don't want to go to the next race or something like that, she's like getting us all pumped up and getting the whole team out there too. So it's awesome to have her with us. So.
Yeah, she's okay. We like her a lot. Gary, thank you so much. Congratulations. And I'll be seeing you over at Yakima.
Good luck.
And go tear it up over there, my friend.
All right, you guys. Thanks again. And, hey, you guys do an awesome job. I appreciate everything.
Hey, anytime, buddy. We want to hang out with Champ, so that's why we call.
Right on. We'll see you soon.
All right, take care. Gary Lewis, okay, your 2007 ARCA West Q Racing Late Model Challenge Series. More champs to come as we carry on here. Let's try and get the Super Stock champ from Evergreen Speedway for 2007, driver of the number 51, John Zaretsky, when we come back. After these messages, you're listening to North Sound Racing, presented by Action Auto Parts here on North Sound 1380 ESPN Radio.
Well, good evening, everybody. This is Scott Ellsworth, and, of course, this night being dedicated to the memory of Dave Pyland. What a great guy he was and is. And his family, of course, is just absolutely super as they have endured over these past years the brain cancer that Dave caught and, of course, succumbed to this past week. I got to know Dave, not too long ago. Well, I guess it was quite a while ago. It was about 11 years ago. I was the announcer out at Evergreen Speedway. Tom Glitzer was the general manager. And Tom said, hey, some guy stopped by and dropped off a tape. And listen to it and tell me what you think. So I did on the way home, and the next day I met with Tom, and I said, you know, this guy's got some great set of pipes, and let's give him a shot. So I was up by myself in the booth at that time. Along came Dave, and a star was born, so to speak. And, of course, he went on. He also auditioned for the Sonics. Didn't quite get that job, although I gave him glowing accolades to the front office, but it didn't quite work out. And then, of course, ending up with the Silver Tips, and what a great gig. I'd give my right arm for that gig because I love hockey so much. But he was just a super guy to work for and with. Really melded in very, very quickly out there, did his homework, and it was just fun to be, you know, each week showing up and know that Dave was up in the booth with me, and I didn't have to take all of it, but he was able to take over quite a bit of it. And then I got to meet his wife and the kids. He also used to come to my Daytona 500 party that I have every year for quite some time, until just a couple of years ago when he started to get too ill. But a great guy, a great loss, but some great memories. Let's ride out the day till it falls warm.